Good day, guys. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good whatever time of the day you're listening to this podcast. You're welcome to The View Podcast, and I am Daniel Shalom. This is my third podcast I'm hosting. It's not like I discontinued the other two podcasts, but then I think I just decided to go on a break, me doing the same thing over and over. I just felt bored at some point, and probably because I was paid to do those podcasts. You understand? They were sponsored. So, man, when I wanted to start podcasting, I wanted to do it like just because I wanted to talk. I didn't even want to make money. But then I started seeing that, guy, you can make money from this thing, and then I decided to, okay, I want to make money. Come sponsor my podcast and the rest, but. It became a lot. Like, I had to start doing podcasts, not because I want to do, but because someone is paying and you don't want to disappoint. So I just felt that I can't do this. Like, stress is too much. So I took a break. But now I'm back on this podcast, and I really want to do this podcast because I want to talk. It's not for sponsorship or whatever. So help me God. Yeah. so help me God. But then, yeah, guys, you're welcome. Yeah, I was just doing an introduction. You're welcome to The View Podcast. On this particular podcast, I'm sure you've seen the title, How to Make Money Online in Nigeria. How to Make Money Online in Nigeria. If you search this sentence on Google, How to Make Money Online in Nigeria, you get a lot of links, a lot of sites start telling you plenty rubbish, like plenty unrealistic things that you have to do to make money online. When I was in 100 level, 2014, I was searching this like every day because I just got into university. I wanted to make money. So I was like searching every day, and I'll see so survey. You have to do this survey, that survey. I created an account with almost all the survey people in this world. I didn't make one error from surveys. I was just doing surveys. I was doing surveys. Sometimes they tell me this survey is not available to you, or this, that. I saw one. You have to go and comment on Play Store for apps you not use. All this plenty nonsense things. But then, I think 2019. Yeah, in 2019, I started making real money online in Nigeria, legitimately. Making money online in Nigeria, legitimately. Then I started researching more. I made more and more research, and I feel that lots of ways to make money in Nigeria on the internet. Nigeria is hard. Nigeria is tough. Everybody knows. If you're not in Nigeria, or if you're not in Nigeria listening to this, yeah, I'm telling you, Nigeria is very, very hard. And we're trying our best, you understand? So what better way to make money than making it online from the comfort of wherever you are? So I figured out how to make money online, and I started telling my friends or people close to me different ways they can make money online. If you know me personally, you know that I like money. Yeah, it's even on my Twitter bio. Anywhere the money day, I did. You understand? I like money. Yeah, I like making money. I like having money. Just for me to have the money, I may not even want to spend. I just want to have the money. I just want to feel that I have money. Yes, let it be there. I have it. I love it. So any way that I'm going to make money legitimately, I'm going to do it, man. I'm going to do it. They tell me, Omo, you're doing everything. Like, why are you doing everything? I'm doing everything because I like money. So that's the reason why I'm doing all this. Not like I like stress. I like money. Yeah, but sometimes it can be tiring. Like, all these podcasts I was doing that they were paying me for. But, Omo, moving on. I'm going to be showing you real ways to make money online. Yeah, I'm a very lazy podcaster. Lazy and unprofessional. I'm not a radio host or whatever, so I'm just talking. I'm just catching cool with myself. So, but in between all this unprofessionalism and all these jokes and whatever, I'm going to be dropping some real gems. So, please pay attention and don't get carried away. So you can pick something from these episodes. Yeah. How to make money online in Nigeria. The first way is through freelancing. I don't need to start explaining what freelancing is to you, but then there's a freelancing platform called Fiverr.com where you can sign up and sell your skills online. Freelancing, like sell your skills online and get people who need your services come to you and pay for your services. All you need to do is make an ad for yourself I make so I can edit your videos in so time. I can do a logo for so amount of money. You just like market yourself, and then anybody that needs your service will come. There are many skills that you can market on that platform. It can be voiceover, it can be graphic designing, logo designing, it can be copywriting, can be right. Yeah, me, I write a lot. I like writing. I love writing. In fact, I'm supposed to be pushing out all whatever I'm going to be discussing on this podcast. It's supposed to be like a written article, but I have a lot, so I just said, yeah, I like writing, yeah, but I also love talking, so let me just talk. So yeah, I like writing a lot. So if you like writing like me or more, there are many opportunities for you on fiverr.com. you can write and make money. You can do CVs. Many ways for you to make money on fiverr.com. All you need to do is sign up www.fiverr.com, fiverr.com, and yeah, create your profile, sell yourself, and you can get people from all over around the world who need your service. Yeah, but I'm going to talk particularly on graphic design, because for me, graphic design is like the easiest job in this whole world. For me, I said for me, before anybody comes to argue with me. But I said so because you can easily become a professional graphic designer in a few days online, free of charge, by watching YouTube videos. Yeah, because that's what I did. You can watch YouTube videos and become a pro. You don't even need a laptop most times, or sometimes. You can do graphic designing with your phone. I remember one time, I was working for a particular brand. Yeah, I saw the ads, so they were like, they need graphic designer. So me, I don't apply. Sorry, me, I applied. I still worry. So, I like pidgin English is almost everyday talk. So, it comes out sometimes. But then, I still. What am I saying? I saw the ad on Instagram. Yeah, about they needing graphic designers for a project. So I applied. So they're like, okay, they will be needing posters and everything, so I should send my works. And I didn't have any work at then. I did was I just started creating posters for nothing, like not just create the posters, and I send them. I didn't have a laptop at that time. I was using my phone. So I came across this very, very good app called Canva. Yeah, it's available on Play Store, it's available on the App Store. You can download it. So Canva is like a very, very good graphic design app. It has a lot of templates, good templates for poster designs, flyer designs, logo designs, and everything. So I got Canva. I said it. I just go on posters, get the templates, edit, do a few edits, change a few things, and send. So they liked my work, and I got the job. Okay, I got the job, and I was working for them. I was creating flyers, posters for them, and they didn't know I was using Canva. They felt, oh, this guy is using his laptop and like spending hours and designing. But I was making these designs in a few minutes, and I was praying to God, okay, God, please, I beg, this guy should not just find out that this is what I'm using. Because man, you know, all these people now, they like professional things. They maybe you're using a phone, they look at you like, oh, this guy is not professional. But then you can make money designing logos, flyers, posters, whatever, online and offline, on the Fiverr and offline. Like, you can learn it in few days. Just go to Google and learn graphic design. It's like it's a very, very easy way anybody can make money online, just being able to do graphic design and then sell yourself and get clients. But then moving on to the second way to make money in Nigeria, I think it's via YouTube. Yeah, yeah, YouTube has so many opportunities. It has changed so many lives. You can make a whole lot of money. I'm talking about millions in weeks. Yeah, you can make millions of naira in weeks. Of course, you can make millions of dollars in weeks also, but all you need to do is to have content. You need to have content that people will like to watch, content that people will like to see. So if you know you have good content, maybe, I don't know, your relationship is fun, you feel like, okay, maybe if you record some things in your relationship, maybe people will want to, I don't know, keep up with it or whatever. Maybe you can start recording your relationship, do a vlog on your relationship and post online. If you are funny, you can do skits, or you can even do stand-up comedy, record yourself and post. Anybody can see, it's too much opportunities available for everybody. You can just post. As far as your content is nice, just promote yourself well, you are going to make it on YouTube. Ways you make money on YouTube: when you log into YouTube, or when you go into YouTube and you're watching a video, you know, if you click a video, some ads come up before the video. Yeah, everybody knows those ads. You know that the person, the original owner of the video you intend to watch before those ads popped up, is getting paid for it. So you can get paid via Google Adsense, and also you can get paid by doing sponsored posts. Maybe you go in your audience and you have a lot of people watching your stuff, and then some brands can come meet you and be like, yo, you have audience and we need your audience, so we'd like to work with you, we'd like to sponsor this next episode or that next episode. So you can make money from that one, yeah, via sponsored posts also on YouTube. All you need to do is just market yourself, have the content, and yeah, the sky's your limit. Yeah, another way to make money online is via influencing. We have different sets of influencers. We have WhatsApp influencers, Twitter influencers, Instagram influencers. Yeah, you can be any of them. All you need to do, yeah, is to also have content. Have content and market yourself. Market yourself. The easiest way, yeah, I'm not saying it's the best way, but the easiest way to market yourself in Nigeria right now is giveaway. One way or the other, if you do one giveaway like this, you have your numbers are going to skyrocket. So it's something many people use to grow their platform. But then you can't do giveaway forever, you understand? Even if you do giveaway and you draw the crowd, okay, you have to do something to sustain the crowd, because you can't be giving them money every day. So you have to have content. So aside the giveaway, there must be content. So if you know you have content, good content, you don't even have to be the one generating this content, you understand? There are WhatsApp TVs. The only thing they do, they go on Twitter, look for funny tweets, they screenshot, they look for funny videos, they save, go on Instagram, look for funny videos. It's just to repost. You are not creating, it's not no original content. Nobody is coming to hold you on the neck and tell you that, guy, why are you posting my original content? Tunde Ednot is one of the biggest influencers, if not the biggest Instagram influencers in Nigeria, even if he's not in Nigeria. But he doesn't produce any original content. Have you seen Tunde Ednot posting an original content? He doesn't produce any original content. Original content like his songs, I don't know, he hasn't done well on that one, sure. But he's doing well posting other people's content, and nobody is holding him, say, why are you posting my content? If he even posts Chris Clown, he posts Chris Clown, Chris Clown is thanking him. Sometimes he goes to YouTube. I know Brother Shaggy posts most of his videos on YouTube. So sometimes he goes to YouTube, he takes Brother Shaggy's videos from YouTube and bring them down to Instagram. But you don't see anybody being upset about it. You see Brother Shaggy in the comments being so grateful. Yeah, of course, Tunde Ednot had a very, very big impact in Brother Shaggy's career coming up. But then, he posts people's content and nobody's holding him. So you can do the same. Nobody's stopping you from, but you just need to have time. You can go on Twitter, start screenshotting, banter, whatever, and start posting on your WhatsApp platform every day and just grow from there. Maybe do one referral contest. Tell people that, okay, yeah, refer so people. The winner gets 5,000, 10,000, whatever is in your pocket. You grow yourself and you blow from there. You start getting ads within a few months. So it's just for you to look for content, find the time, and have a way to market yourself. And you're making a lot of money. A lot. WhatsApp influencers are making money. I met one. Yeah, they are the ones that make 1.5-2K per advert. But I met one, seriously. I was like, okay, how much for your adverts? 15,000 naira straight up. 15,000 naira straight up. WhatsApp TV. If you come to Twitter, okay, Twitter, most likely you have to create your own content. You have to be, even if you are stealing people's tweets, but then you have to post it. You have to create it yourself. Uh-huh. So Twitter influencers earn higher than WhatsApp influencers. Yeah, I think Instagram influencers earn the most. But then you can make money on any of these platforms by just influencing for brands, influencing for musicians, trending hashtags, promoting different things. All you need to do is to have audience and good content. Good content and audience. See Mr. Funny Sabinus from Port Harcourt. He's one of the most up and coming Instagram comedians right now. You understand? He's already getting endorsements, getting promotions and everything. So you too can be the next one from wherever you are. So all you need to do is just to have the content. I think the next one is podcasting. Yeah, podcasting. podcasting. You can make good money from podcasting. Yeah, when I say good money, me, I didn't make a whole lot of money, a whole lot, but I made money, good money. I made good money, yeah, from podcasting. And I don't think all the episodes I've got in this life on my two podcasts are up to 12 episodes. I don't think so. I don't think I've dropped up to 12, but I made good money. Why? Because I have audience. People listen to my podcast. So, okay, I made this brand. I'll be like, yo, I have successful audience. And I feel like my podcast is aligns with your industry. So what do you think? I want to promote for you. You shoot your shots. You have to be able to shoot your shots. See, the only thing they will tell you is no. The only thing they will tell you is no. I think there was one time I wanted to start doing tech reviews and everything, and I was shooting shots to different phone companies and everything. I got turned down twice until I got the third company, and it worked out. But then I just got uninterested and it ended. But then it marveled me that it worked out, because at that point in time I was just like, let me just shoot my shots, let me just try. Come on, nobody's seeing that they sent you a rejection email. Nobody's seeing that social company or social brand rejected your proposal. So you just shoot your shots. If you have the podcast, if you have the good audience for listening to your podcast, you shoot your shot to the company, and it will work out. It can work out. It will work out, because it worked out for me, and I made money from podcasting. So you too can make money doing podcasts. You can make money releasing podcasts. If whatever you're talking about on your podcast is interesting, people are going to listen. People are going to be glued to your podcast, and you can cash out from there. Yeah, another way to make money is retailing. Yeah, you can order products from China, other products from around the world, down to Nigeria, and start marketing on your WhatsApp platform, retailing, and start selling and making money. There are sites you can order things very, very cheap. Very, 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 very cheap. Yeah, surprisingly, there's this site, 1688. Yeah, it's a Chinese site. When you view the site, it's going to be in Chinese language, but then you translate, yeah, and see the site. You'll be surprised, you'll be marveled at how cheap the amount, the kind of cheap things you can get on that site. Shoes, even hair for ladies, human hair, whatever hair, you can get them there and send them to Nigeria and start making money selling. You understand? Talking about human hair, even if you don't want to use 1688, yeah, you can go on Instagram, you can get vendors from Vietnam, vendors from China, whatever, and bring these hairs into Nigeria and start making the whole money just retailing hair, retailing shoes, retailing bags. All you need is a very, very small capital. I'll be making a more in-depth podcast on this particular episode on retailing, yeah, where I'll be explaining everything in detail. But for now, I'm just going to stop here. Another way to make money online is dropshipping. Yeah, that is the easiest. It's not like the easiest for me, it's also easy. Dropshipping, all you have to do, yeah, is to think about a product, yeah, a product that you feel like, oh, more this product can move market, so this product is like in high demand. You feel like it's in high demand. You think about that product. When you think about the product, you look for suppliers of that product. You look for suppliers. Okay, when you get suppliers of the product, you now go and meet the suppliers. Like I said, you have to be able to shoot short. See, you have to shoot short to make more to make it. You have to be able to shoot short. If you are on your own, not wanting to shoot short, I don't know, but except you have connections. Maybe you don't need to shoot any shot. But without connections, you have to be able to shoot shots. You have to ask. So you look for these suppliers, you meet them, and you tell them, okay, I have so and so people online, view my WhatsApp status or my Twitter or my Instagram. I want to take your products. Your dropshipping is selling what you necessarily don't own. Yeah, so you just tell the supplier, I want to take your products. I want to take your product, and I want to take a picture of your product or whatever and post online that I'm selling this product. I'm not selling, you are selling, but I'll post that I'm the seller. But then when I get orders for this product, I meet you, and then I pay you for the product, you give me the product, and I send the product to my clients. That's how it goes. you can decide if it's your supplier that's going to send the product or you're going to send the product. You understand? So it's just for you to get the right product, find the supplier, build trust. You have to build trust. You have to have a friendly relationship with this supplier. You have to talk to them nicely. You have to shoot your shot nicely. You understand? And then you have to promote yourself. You don't necessarily have to have a big platform on Instagram or WhatsApp to promote the product. You can easily run sponsored ads on Instagram, Facebook for the product. You can easily go to Facebook groups and pay some of these group admins, and they post your product, and you get people wanting to buy the product, and you make money. You don't need capital. You don't need capital for this. All you need is for the supplier to agree with you that you do this, that you're doing this. And you just post. I have a friend. That's all she does. She posts shoes. Yeah, shoes, different shoes. She just posts the shoes, and okay, you feel like okay, this lady is selling these shoes. But she doesn't have a shop where she's selling the shoe. If you go to her house, you won't see any single male shoe there. But she's selling shoes and she's making sales, a lot of money. She's making a lot of money. Why? Because she has an agreement with the supplier that I'll be doing so and so. I'll be advertising the product. And once I get orders, I meet you, you send the orders, and I pay you. So it's a very, 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 very good way to make money online. I also be making another in-depth podcast for this dropshipping and this retailing. Yeah. But then for today, or for this episode, this is the end. These are the few ways I feel you can make money online in Nigeria without going around in circles or wasting your time. You can make actual money. These are verified means of making money. People are making it from this means. You don't need to stress yourself, ways to make money. Yeah. I specifically did not talk about crypto. I especially did not talk about sports betting, because for me, especially crypto, for me, I don't feel like I don't regard crypto as a way to make money. Yeah, I don't see it as a way to make money. I just think it as an investment. I just feel like okay, yeah, it's just an investment. You just buy and just remove your mind, right? Because if you go into it with maybe to trade or whatever, it's a very, very volatile market, and me, I don't like stress. So I just feel like okay, I look for very, very good entry points. I put my money in it, and that's it. I put money in it. Money that I know I don't want to use. You don't use money you want to use, because most of these crypto holders, there's a dip. Most crypto holders are not even panicking. If you see them panicking, they are panting about it, because they don't, most of the money there is money that they necessarily do not need now. So even if the market goes deep down to $3,000, they are unaffected, because they know, except this is the end of Bitcoin. They know that it's going to rise again, so they are not necessarily panicked or whatever. It is money that they are not going to use again. I entered ETH. I bought Ethereum 2020 last year. I got a very, very good entry point, and I'm not bothered. No matter how the market swings, no matter how the market goes, I'm not bothered, because I know that guy in the next 2-3 years, I'm not interested in the amount of money I put in there. Whatever wants to happen should happen. It's not something that panics me or makes me scared. If I act scared, basically maybe because I want to joke, I just want to crack joke, I just want to make a few of my guys laugh. If not, what's my business? So I do not regard crypto, I do not regard sports betting as actual ways of making money. I will not tell anybody that okay, you want to make money, go and do all that. It's just, I don't know, it depends on you. But then these are the ways I feel you can make money online in Nigeria. I hope that somebody can get a few tips from here and actually make money, and then come tell me about it in a few months' time. I'm super grateful that you took your precious time to listen to this episode. Thank you very, very much. And yeah, subscribe. I don't know on what platform you're listening on, but then subscribe or favorite the podcast or whatever, and make sure you check back for more episodes. There is no time frame. I don't know when I'll be dropping the next episode. I will drop it whenever I feel like. It may be tomorrow, it may be in a month time, but then I'll make sure that I drop subsequent episodes, yeah, of this podcast. So just do well to share with your friends, share with people you feel need to hear this. Yeah, share with people you feel need to hear this, you feel need to listen to this podcast. God bless you and thank you. See you on the next episode. Not seeing you. Okay, you're seeing, no, you're not seeing me, you're listening. Okay, listen. whatever, forget about it. Next episode, I see you. You see me. We listen. Whatever. Bye-bye.